Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Beth Lee.
And we are the Youngs. Join us now as we begin our discussion entitled Seven Vital Steps for Building a Christian Family, Part 4. Hey, tell somebody today about our podcast and encourage someone to tune in, to join us, to listen to this one and the series. It's Seven Vital Steps in Building a Christian Family. And we certainly want to be an encouragement to you. We want to be a blessing to you because it is a wonderful thing to have a Christian family.
Yes, it is.
It is an awesome thing to succeed where your kids are well and put it all together. You want your kids to do well, which means you got to do well.
Right.
Deuteronomy 6 is a phenomenal place to start.
It is. It is.
And so I hope you've been reading it periodically, meditating on it because it's just a great text. Mm-hmm. So you ready to get started?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right. Let's jump in and let's review where we've been.
Right.
Fear God is where we started, mm-hmm. and you last week even tied together just a powerful reminder to our audience that it does start with knowing God. Fear the Lord thy God, your God. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, we want to make our God our children's God.
Yes.
And I was just even, I know I've already mentioned on the podcast, but just in reading through Judges and Joshua in recent days, there came a generation that no longer knew God, and they did not know any of God's works.
Right.
And just such a reminder that we want our children to know God, which means we've got to continually introduce them to God.
Yes.
And we want them to see God's works. And many of you would be close enough to our ministry to be aware of the fact that in recent days we prayed for an RV. Mm-hmm. Our older RV was 21 years old, had 500,000 miles on it. And it still actually was in decent shape, but it needed some work I could no longer do. So we actually gave it to a friend who has the ability to do the work on it.
Right.
And that we wanted to be a blessing to their family. And then we had to pray, you know, we've been praying about another one and we had a pastor friend urge us, well, just send out a note and raise the money if you're going to buy it. Mm. And God's people provided. We were in awe, not only of the goodness of our friends and God's people, but of the goodness of God and all of that.
Yes.
And even just how many times we prayed about it as a family and then to be able to say to our kids, look what God did. And just God is so good. And so let your children know that. So we want our kids to fear God.
Yes.
We want our kids to
have God first.
To keep God first.
Yes.
We want our kids to love God.
Yes, we do.
And now we're at just a vital section. Mm. Today's section is actually one of my favorites. And I love teaching on this, preaching on this one. Bethany's going to read for us the next section. Go back and start, though, with
verse
four. Shema. Is that the verse? Yeah, go ahead and read that. And what are we doing, reading them through verse 9 today?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words, which I command thee this day, shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hands, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates.
That's just an incredible passage.
Yes,
and I love it. Which brings us to the point we want to talk with you about today.
Mm.
And that is if we're going to succeed at home,
if
we're going to just have families that are great Christian families,
what
he's saying in this passage is that we have to teach God's word.
Right.
God's word has to be just a massive focal point of our family.
It does. And it's the foundation of those first three
really
in this
is.
Series that we have done. It's the foundation of fearing the Lord and a priority of the Lord and loving God. It's all tied into the foundation of his word because that's how we know him.
Absolutely. It's just so incredible that we have his word and that now we can use it in our family to have phenomenal families.
Right.
So there's several things he says here, and let's just kind of work our way through the passage a little bit. He does talk about the fact that it, first of all, has to be real to us.
Yes.
So, I mean, how do you just say that? If as a dad, I don't know the Bible, I don't on purpose have devotions, and live the Bible and apply the Bible on purpose to my life, then it's not possible for me to teach God's word to my children.
That's true.
It just, it won't work. So he does start there by saying that the words that I command thee today shall be in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with me and you. And so moms and dads, Just remember, you've got to have a time of knowing God's word personally. It's got to be in your heart.
Right. This is beside the point here. I think there's some kind of little clicking going on in the background. We are experiencing some storms right now here in Florida as we're recording. So hopefully it doesn't overpower anything there. I think it's okay. It's just kind of fine. In the background, but just in case you heard that. Anyway, yes, it has to be personally real. Sorry that I took us off track there.
Storm distracted my wife.
I was just hearing a little bit of fuzz maybe in the background from our electrical storm.
Maybe it's just an alien speaking to you.
Oh, dear.
Or God.
It could be the Lord. It could be the Lord.
Just say, yes, Lord, thy servant heareth.
Yes. So it has to be personally
real. It does. Yes. And so, Dad, I know life is busy. We are crazy busy. But make sure that God's word is something that's real to you.
Yes.
And you do that by taking time. We're not legalists. You don't have to. And I'm going to read 10 chapters a day and I'm going to be able to define all of the toes of Daniel's statue.
No.
You don't have to be weird about it. I mean, right. It's not wrong if you want to define the toes of Daniel's statue. But just a time in God's word every day.
Right.
And an awareness of God's word. So that as I hide God's word in my heart, literally means that I treasure God's word there. I reserve God's word there so that, you know, I live my life every day and it's a good thing to say, you know, our generation loves the, what would Jesus do? But really the question that we have to ask as believers is, what does the Bible say?
Right.
How do I handle this biblically? What is the appropriate biblical response? And the Bible, you know, read a proverb a day because the proverbs cover wisdom and purity and money and, you know, just everything from finances to our purity to marriage to family. It's just incredible. And applying God's word to your life has to become part of our life. I think even, and dads, and moms, I just want to really challenge you about this. I notice as a preacher that in our churches and pastors, you that are listening, I think even we in the ministry have to be aware of the fact, the more we put God's word on the screen, the less I'm noticing that people are turning in their Bibles. In fact, it's not uncommon for me to be in a church service and notice that most people around me don't even have a Bible with them anymore.
Right.
And somebody says, well, it's on their app.
Bring their device.
And yet a device is not the same.
Right.
Most folks, you can't take notes. They don't bring a pen anymore. Nobody takes notes. Nobody writes in the margin.
Right.
You can't highlight a verse that speaks to you so that you can open your Bible when you go home and look at it. Chances are you lose it. Probably most of you wouldn't even know how to highlight an app. And, you know, how do you take notes on an app to where you can go back and see them? Mm. And one of the things I noticed that has been pretty cool in recent days as we've gone through your mom and dad stuff.
Right.
It was something pretty neat about going through your mom's Bible and seeing the verses she highlighted, underlined, things she wrote in the margin, comments she made. I know that it was really nice to go through your dad's Bibles and see the same thing.
Yes.
And I don't know if we've mentioned this on the podcast, but one of the great things was finding your dad's concordance that he kept in the very front page, a list of all of his hunting
records. Right, we did. we did mention that.
But all of those things are just so cool that someone took the time to open a Bible. Your dad and mom took the time. That means a lot to us now.
Right.
And I know there's something important about that. So it's got to be real in our own lives. That's what I'm trying to say
here.
Well,
and along those lines, too, if you're sitting in a service or if you're sitting on your couch having your devotions from your device, you are getting alerts. You're getting your email. You're getting your text. Oh. You might get a phone call. And it's just distracting, distracting, distracting.
Sure.
And so being in the actual
In the book.
Leather-bound book.
Or hardback copy, whatever you use.
Whatever you use. It does focus your heart and mind.
Yeah, and thank God for technology. There's something cool about listening to the Bible while you're driving.
Oh, absolutely.
Or, you know, a dramatic reading of the Bible.
Yes.
The videos that are available. But don't let it replace the fact that you know where Nehemiah is in the Bible. Or that you know how to find 1 John in the Bible. But even more than just using a Bible is making it real to your life.
Yes.
That's where Moses starts here. If I'm going to succeed at home, God's commands, God's word has to be real to me personally before it can be taught to my children.
It has to be something that you are ingesting yourself and you're digesting throughout the day, and then it's actually being lived out in your life.
And so then the Bible says that if it's real in my life, then the next step is I have to teach it diligently.
Yes.
And there's a key word there, moms and dads. How much work does it take to take the pages of God's word, the truths of God's word, and put them into the heart of your children in such a way that they think them.
Right.
They feel God's word. Right. It governs the decisions of their life. Mm. That's our aim. That's our goal. Right.
And thus the word diligently, it's a lot of work.
It is. And one of the questions we get asked all the time is about family devotions.
True.
Yes. And there's two things we would say here. First of all, family devotions can be formal and should be.
Yes.
Schedule it.
We have a podcast. I don't know what episode that is. We did do a podcast about family devotions, but we'll review some things here.
Schedule it. We'll just touch it briefly. Schedule it so that this is kind of the time you have family devotions. I remember reading a book about John Rice's family, and when he was home, he traveled a lot, but when he was home, they had to breakfast every morning. And then before they ran into their day, they all opened a Bible and I think read 3 or 4 or 5 chapters at the breakfast table and then had prayer. That was family devotions. For us, we've always done it at night. Right. So we've always taken the time to sit down in the evening. Day's done. Maybe we watched a movie, but the movie's over. The dishwasher started or whatever. The laundry's been folded. It's our final thing of the day, or at least close to it.
Right.
And we just sit down, and we've done all kinds of things. We read a passage. We've memorized. This summer, we're reviewing. We're highlighting important passages. Bible passages like the Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, Psalm 1, Psalm 23, Psalm 19, Psalm 100.
Right.
We're just reviewing those with our children and reminding ourselves, what are the Ten Commandments? What are the Beatitudes? Mm-hmm. And just, we're not making a big deal about it, but we're taking the time to put God's word into our home.
Yes.
And then we just close in prayer. So that's a personal a way to do it formally. But what he says in this passage is different than that.
Yes, it is.
And to talk about that for a moment, how does this passage differ from what we do formally?
Well, I was thinking as I was reading through the passage, it does say that we're to teach our children diligently, and it says that we're to talk about it when we're sitting, when we're walking, when we're going to bed, when we get up in the morning. It also says that we're to bind them as a sign upon our hand and as frontlets between our eyes. So it's just something that we carry with us throughout the day. And then it says that we're to write it. So I would say two things. Our children should hear the word of God from us, and they should see the word of God, whether that be in the formal devotional time where we sit down and we open our Bible as a family and we read through things, or they see it on signs throughout your house. I mean, girls, Hobby Lobby is full of signs.
There's a shout out to Hobby Lobby.
Yes, a shout out to Hobby Lobby for all of the signs that you can find there, or you can order them online. With scripture on them, and it's beautiful decor that you can put in your home, but it's also a way to put the word of God in front of your children's eyes. Yeah. Also, our children, they learned from a young evangelist who traveled with us for a while. He would write a verse right on his hand.
Maybe just the reference or sometimes a part of the verse.
Right. A phrase from the verse, and he would write it on his hand. Of course, nothing permanent, but just something to remind him throughout the day of something he was working on in his personal life. And our boys picked up on that. And often I will see on our boy's hand, I will see a verse reference or I will see a verse, and they just have it right there in front of their eyes all the time, a verse that helps them with their purity or helps them with their emotions, whatever that may be.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today was the beginning of our episode entitled 7 Vital Steps for Building a Christian Family, Part 4. I hope you'll join us next time as we continue this conversation.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.